You're listening to SBS News.
There's increased hope COVID-19 could soon become a thing of the past. After Pfizer and BioNTech announced their experimental vaccine is more effective than first thought. While preliminary data from their late-stage clinical trials suggested the vaccine works 90% of the time, the final data shows it's actually 95% effective. Analysis so far indicates that the vaccine is well tolerated with no serious side effects and provides strong protection for people over 65. BioNTech Chief Executive Professor Yor Sahin says it's an incredible result.
We have to understand that this is a new pathogen. Yeah, and we didn't know anything about this pathogen when we started vaccine development. We have been able to develop this vaccine in about 10 months. Yeah, and this is an extraordinary speed and extraordinary efficacy. So the expectations in the field, yeah, from experts were an efficacy rate in the range of 60 to 75%.
Dr. Mike Ryan is head of the World Health Organization's Emergencies Program. He says while vaccines are effective tools in combating COVID-19, they won't end the pandemic on their own.
Adding vaccines is going to give us a huge chance. But if we add vaccines and forget the other things, COVID does not go to zero. We need to add vaccination to the existing physical measures, being careful, and hygiene. And if we add that physical distancing and hygiene and care to vaccine, I think we will go a long way to getting rid of this virus.
BioNTech and Pfizer say within days they'll be applying for emergency use of their vaccine in the United States, where the COVID-19 death toll has surpassed 250,000. As cases in the US continue to surge this month, government officials in at least 18 states have issued sweeping new public health measures, ranging from strict limits on gatherings and non-essential businesses to compulsory mask wearing and the closure of schools. President-elect Joe Biden is promising to implement his aggressive strategy to tackle the crisis when he's inaugurated on the 20th of January. But he warns the Trump administration's continual failure to recognize the election outcome could delay that plan.
There's a whole lot of things that are we just don't have available to us, which unless it's made available soon, we're going to be behind by weeks or months being able to put together the whole initiative relating to the biggest promise we have with two drug companies coming along and finding 95% effectiveness, efficiency in the vaccines.
While the US remains the country most impacted by COVID-19, data shows Europe contributed to almost half of the world's 4 million new cases last week. The WHO says 54 European countries continued to report the most new infections of any region worldwide last week. Austria had the continent's sharpest rise in infection numbers, with a 30% increase compared to the previous week. Meanwhile, all of Switzerland's intensive care beds are now full, and the critical threshold capacity in Italian hospitals has been exceeded in 17 regions. It's a more positive story in the Low Countries, where a drop in the daily death count is being reported in Belgium for the first time since its second wave hit. And Dutch officials are easing restrictions amid falling infection rates. France has also recorded a significant drop in daily cases, going from 45,000 new infections to 28,000 in the space of just 24 hours. With December fast approaching, authorities in the United Kingdom are turning their minds towards managing the crisis over the festive season. England is currently in the midst of a four-week lockdown, which is set to end early next month. British media reports suggest the government's considering a plan to allow households to meet indoors for a five-day period, beginning on Christmas Eve. But scientists warn each day of eased restrictions could require at least 2 days of greater measures. Dr. Susan Hopkins is a senior medical advisor to the government's COVID-19 response.
We are very keen that we have a close to Christmas as close to normal as possible. That requires all of us to make every effort over this national restriction period and even in early December to get the cases as low as possible and to reduce the risk of transmission within households and between families.
Closer to home, almost 500 new coronavirus cases have been reported in Tokyo, the city's biggest daily increase since the pandemic began. A steady climb in fresh infections has been registered across Japan in recent weeks, and experts are urging officials to increase preventative measures. Katsunobu Kato is Japan's chief cabinet secretary.
By taking appropriate countermeasures while travelling, we believe it's possible to reduce the risk of infection. Based on the current infection situation, I do not think that it is necessary to uniformly request refraining from moving to other prefectures.
Meanwhile, South Korea has recorded its largest daily increase in coronavirus infections in nearly 3 months, as it prepares to tighten social distancing rules in the Greater Seoul region. And Samoa is reporting its first case of COVID-19, a sailor who'd returned from New Zealand on a repatriation flight. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.